Now, to conclude our consideration of Psalm 5, we ask the question again, does the saint ever truly fulfill that which he or she best intended? We might ask ourselves now that we've considered all these many things, how now, because of all these considerations, to better fulfill our intentions? What can we do better today? What can we do better tomorrow? You know, what can we start setting ourselves towards and building our, exercising ourselves in? All right. One thing that David mentions here is to give ear to my words. Interesting consideration in several different ways. And a few of the ways that I've looked at it here for our purposes is most times actions speak louder than words, right? When you talk about faithfulness or you talk about sincerity or humility or correctability or perseverance, this shouldn't preclude us from praying and intention, intending the things that these good things that we're intending. But more and more and more and more, there needs to be reciprocal action, right? We have to be more than just words. We have to be showing of how this is affecting our lives. Not that we're perfect, not that we're doing it completely or with any consistency or any quality, but we're starting to show these signs. These are proofs that God's exercising is strengthening us and healing us and making us better, right? So it's not just words, it's also actions. The other thing I thought of here, am I giving him reason to give an ear when it says, give ear to my words? Am I giving him any reason for him to listen to me? Or is it just more of the same, right? Am I repeating the same thing? Am I not making any progress? Am I just still at the point I was 3 weeks ago when I started praying this or intending the things, you know, starting getting up early in the morning or doing any of these things, you know? And that's not to say that you work mercy. Mercy is not something we deserve. It's not something we're rewarded with. But certainly, in the same sense, these things, us giving him more reason, is something the attempt on our part is appreciated by God. You know, just like with you raising your own kids, the attempt is appreciated. It's not earning mercy from you. It's earning appreciation for the effort that you are extending towards this. Yes, we'd like to see more effort. We'd like to see more consistency, but we're appreciative of the effort you are making now. I'm quite sure that's the way God looks at this too. You're not going to earn his mercy. You're not going to deserve his mercy. His mercy is there because we don't deserve it. That's why he had to issue it, because it's not something we've deserved. By giving him reason to hear us, to listen to us, it helps. The other question I had here is, am I going in from the start to first hear his words? You know, we tell him, hear my word, hear my prayer, you know, answer my prayer, awake, hearken, you know. And we do a quick flyby of all the things we want him to hear. Lord this, Lord that, Lord do that. And then we rush off about the rest of our day. When first and foremost, we should be there on our knees before the dawn, preventing the dawn, he said. Be there in his house, praying directly to him in his house, worshiping his holy temple. Right? With fear and reverence and listening to his word. Not just getting our word out and then racing off and grabbing the briefcase and heading out the door. Then the other thing I was asking is, am I speaking from the heart or just my lips? So if we want the Lord to hear us, is what we're saying from the heart or is it just our lips? Is it by rote? Is it by repetition? Is it by vain vanity? Is it by conceit? Psalmist says, consider my meditation. Well, here's something to consider about your meditation yourself. If you're wanting God to consider your meditation, is your thought life as it has been lately? Is it something you want him to consider? Or are you ashamed of it, right? God knows all the thoughts and all of the intentions of the heart. You know, he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, all-knowing, right? He knows these things. There's no place for us to hide. We could even go down to the depths of hell and not in him still know everything about us. Right? This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about in our head. Are you trying to pull the wool over his eyes? You can't do that. As it goes towards consider my meditation, also have my fears, my doubts, my busyness, my selfish blindness and temper and lust clouded my own thought process. I mean, if you want him to examine it and you want to, you know, lay yourself bare before him, something to consider. David says, hearken unto the voice of my cry. Okay, hearken. That's a big, bold word. And he says, my king, my God. It's not just hearken unto the voice of my cry. It's hearken unto the voice of my cry, my king, my God. Right? That's what the psalmist is saying here. So when we're projecting our voice towards God, are we projecting our voice towards our king? Or is he just a buddy? Or is he just a hope or a magical genie or something like that that's going to get us out of this present situation, this present condition, right? Or is he your king? And you might say, yes, he is my king. Then the next question that follows is, to what extent? Is he the king over all your life? Is he the king over all your affairs and all your matters, even your own thoughts? And my God, is he the supreme, sovereign, divine being that you're praying to? You know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. You know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is that your prayer? Or is that the gist of your prayer? Then the other things to consider here. Intend to do what God intends for you to do. And intend to be what all God intends you to do. You ask, well, I've tried doing that. And hopefully during the course of today's discussion, you found some keys in your own life, things that you can apply to your own life to help you do that better. All right? I think oftentimes we look at this as what we're going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And these are all fine intentions. All right? But remember, it takes God's causing. It takes God's delivering. It takes God's teaching. And we have to put ourselves in a frame of relationship, a frame of mind, a frame of heart that allows for him to do that. That should be your doing more than anything. Do that, and you'll do these intentions better. He'll cause you to do these intentions better. Let's put it that way. In other words, stay close by his side, and he will lead you by his strength and loving kindness, all the rest of the way there.